Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
7:52. It's time to explore the exciting world of baseball with our baseball expert.
Whoa.
We have an effect button in here or something? Must have gotten some new electronics.
I just did that on my own. Fireman Jim. Good morning, Fireman
Jim.
Good
morning, guys. Yeah. Wow, that was very good. He's like that, what was that guy's name from Police Academy movies?
Michael Winslow.
Yeah. Put him down, man. You're back. You're in.
Michael Winslow. What was the last thing he was in?
Police Academy 10.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, it sure is good to see you again.
Thanks, guys. Great to be here mid-season.
You know, Fireman Jim was telling me off the air, Brian, that The Rock had their busiest night ever.
Last Saturday.
I was sitting right here when he said that.
He wasn't right next to me.
Yeah, but you got to be like
wow,
this.
Oh, really, right? Yeah, it was slammed. It was a great night.
As I stare at Brian, I say,
really
this,
give him the stink
gosh,
eye.
Gosh, Fireman Jim.
I feel like stink eye. He didn't realize I was even here.
Gosh, jeez. Fireman Jim.
He was talking to you.
What are you doing out at The Rock that's so right that everybody wants to be there?
You get a night like last Saturday, beautiful weather. We had a great tournament going on, one of our championships. Great band was up there, five card studs. It was a perfect recipe for just a fantastic night up there.
You're going to need to expand that umbrella bar.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're not going to expand it. It's such a nice, perfect place to see the sunset and just have a cocktail. Bands, but yeah, you're right. I mean, there's some bands that where we get a good night up there. It's epic.
Sure.
The owner said it was an epic evening. The owner. Epic. I was like, sweet. Thank you. All right.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad things are going well out there.
So another good one. This weekend, we got the toys coming up. Another Milwaukee favorite. So head up there early.
Show starts
at 6:30. The weather finally from a terrible spring.
Right. I was going to say, you were coming
summer.
In here and boo-hoo and all over yourself all spring, but you have to be loving the weather that we've had for the last, four weeks?
Yeah, we've had some great baseball up there, some great tournaments. Pius's home field is The Rock, and they're on the way to the state tournament starts on Friday. So congratulations to them. Some fantastic Midwestern tournaments up there. So, yeah, it's just baseball, bands. Fantastic up there. Get up there.
Baseball bands and
we need another
beer.
Another beer. Yep.
Beer.
That's a no-brainer right there.
There.
Yeah. Check it out. And, of course, food trucks tomorrow night. Another great weather for that as well.
Thursdays, yes. I don't know if you've answered this question or not, Fireman Jim.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
I know. I get forgetful now that I'm getting on in years as I see the light slowly fading away in front of me. Have we picked a name for our team out there next year?
I have an idea of what it is, but it hasn't been officially announced.
Okay, but we haven't announced it yet.
It's going to be a big ceremony.
Big ceremony, pomp and circumstance.
Like when LeBron announced he was going to Miami?
Yes, exactly.
This kind of thing?
Yep.
Will there be esteemed guests and a stage?
Esteemed guests,
really
stage. The unveiling of the logo.
I can't believe this name you came up with.
And then a marketing blitz, we call that.
All right.
Marketing blitz.
All right, so you're readying yourselves for this announcement.
Yeah. Go to baseballwi.com. You'll see the final three choices, and then you can get your season tickets already.
When is the announcement, Fireman Jim?
Any day.
Oh, okay.
There's not an official date yet.
All right. Okay, kind of like this.
I'll let you know.
Kind of like this Machado trade.
Well,
could happen
any minute.
Second.
It's going to be announced today, and I'm 99% sure he's going to the Dodgers.
Dodgers. I mean, something would have to go drastically wrong.
The way it sounds, they're pretty accurate. When
everybody's reporting.
Yeah, everybody's reporting it. So, and it is what it is. Would he have been great in a booting for? Of course. I mean, but now the problem is, instead of coming to Milwaukee, which you can spin it either way you want on that, is now we got to face the Dodgers six times the next 2 weeks. So now instead of being on an ally, now we got to face
them. Yeah.
Which is, we got a tough schedule coming up. We had a tough...
Well, it was a tough finish to the first half.
Yeah, you can't get a worse finish to the first half.
Sure you could have. You lost all three in Miami.
Right.
Well, that would have been a worse finish.
That's true.
They lost two out of three in Miami and then went to Pittsburgh, and nothing went right for five straight games.
Sweep. It hasn't happened to us in years, but it's our third time in the Milwaukee Brewer history, so it's not the first, but yeah, but not a good time for it. It never is, but.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, when would be a good time to lose all five games to a team
maybe at
that's
the end of the
chasing
year, at
you?
At the end of the year, well, never then. But if you're in last place, you want to get that first draft pick, I don't know. There's really never a good time for it, and don't every loss
that,
was worse than the last.
Alternate universe where Superman
yes,
is weak.
Bizarro, right.
Does bad stuff, the Bizarro right. world, lose five games.
Every loss got worse.
That was our worst week of the season.
Yeah, but the week before when I was reporting, we had 55 wins. I was like, yeah, we broke our record for going into this. We got six games left. What can happen? And yeah, I come back, and we're still at 55, and not good.
Yeah, no, it was a bad week, and the All-Star break couldn't have got here at a better time.
And you want to spin this in a positive. I mean, we still have the second-best record in the National League. You know, we're still the wild card team for the playoffs started today. We have every reason to believe that we're still a playoff caliber team.
Is there
we just
any,
have a lot of injuries.
Is there any reason to believe, like Brian was saying, okay, now there's fans who are going to be going, okay, here it is. This is.
They're already. They're saying that.
Okay.
They're saying that already. And, you know,
is there
Brian,
any reason
let
to believe
talk.
That they can't right the ship
at this
point? Of course
they can.
Point?
Of course they can. You know, they got guys coming back from the DL in the next few weeks.
Who?
You know, we got Braun Thames is on the DL. Villar just got put on. These are all 10-day guys, mm-hmm. though, so they should come back pretty quickly. We're going to make some moves here. Something's going to happen in July. We're going to get somebody on. Will it be another pitcher? Pitching's huge.
Who's available? Who is out there if you're looking, if you're in the market for a pitcher?
Archer from the Rays, Chris Archer, Jake DeGrom from the Mets. Those are two big names thrown around. I mean, but a lot of teams are vying for them.
What are they going to want for
what
those guys?
Roles?
Well, they're starting pitchers, and they're going to want some of our best rookies. You know, so they're going to want some pitching from us, some unproven guys that are up-and-comers.
Can't we do one of those deals where we get great players and just shovel them some garbage stuff?
That can happen. We won't know that for a couple of years. We can give them guys until we know if they develop or not.
I'd rather do one of those kind of deals.
Yeah, that does not exist.
Yeah, they do. We're on the other end of those things all the time.
Yeah, it seems like it. And it can't happen. We don't know that, though, until they're proven or unproven.
So apparently the Brewers looked at Machado and went, okay, here's what we'll give you. And the Orioles said, not enough. We're going with the Dodgers.
They had offers coming in from teams. And I'm 90% sure on this, too, that the teams, they don't know what the other team's offering. So they can't trump them. I'm sure behind closed doors, they might say, well, they offered us this. Can you top that? But I think for the record, they can't. They're like sealed bids. So
will we ever know who the Brewers are offering to get him? Because
a little rumor will come out.
But, and the word is, and how will we ever know that we had the second best offer?
Right. And that's what they're being reported with Dodgers, Brewers, Phillies. And Dodgers win. And I think, I don't know, did that six-game losing streak, did that turn some heads? Did that twist some? Even the Brewer brass might have been like, okay, we just lost six in a row. Let's kind of regroup here. And we're not going to give them all of our best rookies now. It's just a tough time. You know, it's a tough time to make a deal. But they got to make something.
How'd you like the All-Star game last night?
I loved it, except for when Hader gave that home run. But it was a great game to watch as a baseball fan. 10 home runs. 10 out of the 14 runs were 13 of the 14 were RBIs by the home run. 9 solo and 1 3-run home run. And that happened.
That's the complaint against how much shifting was going on.
I didn't see a whole lot of shifting. I mean, they ran the shift a few times, but it was just
Brian,
that's the way baseball is now. Home
this
run
is the
strikeout.
All-star game. These guys can hit anywhere.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like
they're hitting it all out of the
park. Strikeouts, home runs, strikeouts. That's what you're seeing. That's the way baseball is. I mean, they teach that in club baseball. The launch angle, swing up at the ball. When we were learning baseball, it was level swing. Not anymore.
Okay, so now it's all about launch angle. What was it, 20 years ago, there was the Walt Reneke swing. It was a beautiful swing, but...
Reneke.
Walt Reneke, yeah. Remember that swing where your one hand came off the bat and you finished in that beautiful pose?
Right.
But... it looked good, but I don't remember anybody just destroying the league with that swing. So I think it was all just kind of a bit.
Now there's all numbers, so they're proving launch angles, exit velocities, swing up at the ball. I mean, some of these clubs that's what they teach. They're not even teaching bunting anymore because they're like, your kid's not going to get signed to a D1 scholarship because he can bunt. I'm like, but it's a good skill to learn. But they're not. It's all power pitching, power hitting.
So are we done with average?
Well, they don't show average even at Miller Park when doing the batting average was, you know, what it's all OPS. It's on base plus slugging. So it's all the power numbers.
What is the most important number other than the final score?
Well, they're saying for a hitting, like for average, like mm-hmm. OPS, it's on base percentage plus slugging percentage. How much you're getting on base and how far and how many extra bases you're taking. They have numbers for like how many runs you're driving in certain situations. There's these sabermetric numbers are off the hook. They have every team has a guy just that's his job.
I thought there were a lot of numbers in baseball before we started doing all these new numbers.
Oh my no, there's.
I mean now
so
it's
many.
Right. It's not just me. It's you need a spreadsheet.
Well, they have them, and the data is right there. It's there. Back then, you had to have paper and pencil. You had to have paper reports. You had to have stacks of papers.
If I go to the ballpark now, can I bring a laptop in with me?
Into the dugout.
No, I mean into the stands.
Why
I'm sitting there,
yeah.
If I'm keeping, sure. I'm keeping my own box score and I'm keeping current numbers on my favorite
sure.
team.
Yeah, just a big phone, right?
See, right
the way people want to watch baseball, crunching the numbers as you go.
Well, they do. They're updated. In fact, you can watch a game at Miller Park. You can see the pitcher's ERA or whip. And then the next batter, you'll see a drop. You'll see all the numbers adjust every batter. So, they update the numbers instantly because they have the technology to do it.
All right, let's say you're the general manager of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay.
And I think you came in second for job a couple of years ago.
Almost counsel out at the Rock.
It sure does. Not.
With Jimmy running the Brewers.
I need some off time.
All we need here is a fireman to come in here.
Okay, so if you're the general manager of the Brewers, what need would you like to fill? You can fill one need for the second half of the season. That you know, you can't just go crazy and go fill two or three. You have to one.
One.
You get one.
Between and you don't want infield
and you don't want to gut the farm system to do it either.
You're gonna have to give up something for sure. That's a guarantee. So I'm gonna go after a starting pitcher. Somebody that can. The bullpen is already taxed. You can see it. You can see Hader starting to fade a little bit. And
did your Smoltz talking about that last night?
No, I did not.
Yeah. He was saying if you've got a good bullpen, but they've got to go 5 out of 8 days, they are going to be smoked.
Right. And we have a lot of games left.
Eventually, that's going to
catch
up.
You need some starters and that can go some innings and relieve these bullpens.
Six innings?
Six innings.
A complete game.
Well, that's not happening anymore. It's just the way baseball is. That doesn't happen anymore. Unless the guy's throwing a no-hitter, then maybe. But if you can go six innings minimum, 6 or 7 innings, that's what you're asking for.
All right, 6 innings is a quality start, correct?
Correct.
What's a great outing then?
A great
short
outing?
Short of a complete game.
I mean, if you can get a guy to go 7 innings, get up like
so if you
two,
can get one more inning.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd you've had a great game.
Oh, nowadays, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be huge. So get a good starter in here that can eat some innings up. We got guys in the DL that'll come back, but it's that bullpen that's been lights out for us lately. You can see him starting to chip and crack in that losing streak, you know. And Hader, even the All-Star game yesterday, I mean he got lit up.
Well, Hader got destroyed last night
he did.
Too,
and
in
even,
more ways
even before,
than one.
Yeah, I know, and we can address that in a second. But even in Pittsburgh, they were starting to get touched up a bit. So
sure. Yeah.
And it's only middle of July; they have all of August and all of September left. They need some help.
Now they don't have to. Pitching until Friday night, so
well, they're regrouping.
They've had time to rest, so everybody will be fresh coming out, but it's a matter of how quick do they burn it up again,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, and it's going to be quicker than the first half, for sure. So, the Hader situation, I found about that this morning. Kind of, you think that was...
How did it pop up during the game?
And how did it not come up earlier than this, you know, with social media? Somebody's always out on social media finding things out, looking things up, and all of a sudden during the game, and I found this out this morning, these tweets from this past came up. Yikes. Not good. He's already having the worst game of his life on the mound. He's supposed to be the best day. Now all of a sudden, I mean, these tweets come up.
And then that turns into the whole story after the game.
Right, and that's the story. Right. You think giving up the home run would be, it's not. I mean, it's to the point where his family had to take off his jersey just to, you know, so they wouldn't get harassed.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, you know, teammates in the dugout were looking at their phones and these were popping up while the game was going on. So.
It's a function of being in the All-Star game. Suddenly, you get more attention.
Yep.
Someone says, what's his Twitter account?
But somebody was waiting to tweet these when he got.
Had to have been. They had to ready to pounce them. On this. But, I mean, again, for it to wait until that moment when he's been pitching so well this year, even last year.
But he didn't deny that those were his tweets either.
He
or somebody had hacked his account or anything like that.
Did the immediate apology and you know, we'll find out. I'm sure he'll talk more about it today. Or at least today or tomorrow.
So now you wonder about, well, what does this do to the second half of the season? This is a huge distraction.
Huge distraction.
For a guy who's a huge part of your bullpen.
Yep. Yep. He's very, like I say, he's starting to chip a little bit. So now this mentally as well as his physical, that's something you don't want to see, especially when you're in a big race like the Brewers are right now.
All right. So what are your thoughts on the second half of the season before we wrap this up?
Plus the second half of the season, they're going to make a move. Yeah, we're fine. We got guys coming back from the DL. Stern's going to make a move. He's not going to sit back and just say, this is my roster, I'm going with this. We do need some help. You know, the Cubs, they're a great team. They're going to be tough to catch. We got the Dodgers now. They're in our league. We got to play them 6 times. And if they acquired Machado, which looks like they did, great.
Yeah, they've caught fire and they've added Machado.
Yep. And so now's the time where you'll separate the good from the bad. And I think the Brewers are still one of the good.
All right. We'll find out, Fireman Jim. We'll find out. They get back underway Friday night, right?
Friday night. Miller the Dodgers.
Park. Yeah.
Could see Machado out at shortstop at Miller Park, just on the wrong team.
Yeah. Will he get booed at Miller Park?
No.
No?
No. Machado?
You sure?
No. He has no control over who he gets traded to. It's a rental.
Okay.
He'll get booed. Just don't hurt us. Please be gentle.
And people are always reasonable with what they boo. Right. And they never just get
Votto got booed yesterday after dropping that foul ball. Then he got booed when it came to the plate. Nationals fans are ruthless.
They're tough.